The growth of the coronavirus, combined with limitations being enacted by retail outlets along with elected officials at all levels, have resulted in people finding empty store shelves and products they were looking for becoming unavailable. The assumption by many is that this is because of a food and product shortage. Our first guest today says that it's not because suppliers are running out of high-demand products, but instead have had challenges keeping up with delivering in a way that meets the way above average demand. He is a professor at the Supply Chain Department of the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. Previously created a software company which implemented proprietary reverse logistics software for companies like Amazon, Walmart, and is a recognized supply chain and e-commerce expert. Professor Hitendra Chaturvedi, thanks so much for being here, Professor.
Thank you.
And learn more about the education opportunities, by the way, at Arizona State University. It's asu.edu. So as I alluded to in the introduction, Professor, is it rather than a shortage of products, basically it's a shortage of trucks and drivers. I can keep up with some compared it to the day before a blizzard warning demand times triple digit at this point.
No, I think you're right. If you look at even your own houses, even your own homes, when you order bread or eggs or meat or vegetables, you don't anticipate that one fine day about 500 people are going to come for dinner. If that happens, you are going to run out because you never forecasted that. That's exactly what has happened here, is that slightly different. When companies, when they forecast their demand, they look at how much people are buying on a month-over-month basis. They look at historical data. They look at future potential demand based upon seasonality. Let's take toilet paper, for example. And then they give the order back to the manufacturer. And then the manufacturer has these machines that are dedicated to create, let's say, 10,000 rolls per minute. That is a set production. Now, when something like coronavirus happens, you have people, they're not going to the toilet 50 times a day. They will still go one or two times a day, but what will happen is that they stock up. So they have stocked up 6 months of supply. So even though the consumption, that's the reason it's extremely important for us to understand that the consumption stays the same, but they have bought more and they have stocked more because of panic. So that's, and that has not been forecasted in any of the business models. And so when the stock runs out, and in this day and age, we have moved from a just-in-case inventory model, which is where you used to stock a lot, to just-in-time inventory model, which is we don't carry too much of inventory. So because the lead times are so fast that we quickly order the products, we know in every week we'll get a stock, and we don't have to carry too much of inventory. So when that happens, when you suddenly buy 6 months worth of stock, the entire supply chain will have no inventory. The manufacturer will have to make it. It's not a problem of the supply chain. The problem is that people just suddenly decided to hoard 6 months to a year's worth of toilet paper.
And as you said, it's not something that we've seen. What was it, 2009? I believe it was a heavy duty experience with the flu. We didn't see something like this happen then. So as you said, the retailers didn't anticipate it because there's no track record of ever having something like this happen before. And these are retailers who know what's selling through electronic means. So they know what they need to restock. It's just an issue of getting it out there.
That is correct. And the other challenge that we have to be very careful about, that a lot of the people need to be thinking about, is something what us supply chain professionals call bullwhip effect. What it means is, now you have shelves that are empty, and the system will say, oh my God, I need to order a lot more because people are buying a lot more. And they will place an order maybe twice or three times the size with their manufacturer. And the manufacturer, what they will do is this. They'll say, great, I have an amazing order from so many people, and they will make more, and they will ship more. But when the product lands on the retailer's shelf, people are not coming in to buy because they've already bought stuff for the next 6 months.
Right, the moment's passed.
That is correct. And we have to be very careful that we don't fall in this trap, because this is, for the next 6 months, a lot of the people buying toilet paper are not going to buy that toilet paper.
Is there a lesson that retailers can take from all this, or is this going to just have to be chalked up as it just happened because of unique circumstances, and, well, dear God, don't let it happen again?
So something of this magnitude, nobody expected. So if this thing happens again, another 10 years out, our memories are very short. And yes, I'm telling you that right now, if this happens 10 years out, maybe not this bad, but we are going to be in the same or similar situation. Because you cannot run a business every day by thinking that, oh my God, if a pandemic hits today, I'm going to ensure that I have a stock of 6 months to a year's worth of inventory. The problem with that is inventory carrying has a cost to it. Either the retailer carries, absorbs the cost, or they pass it on to the consumer. If they pass it on to the consumer, then they are priced out of the market because their competition is giving the same product at a lower price because they are not carrying inventory. If they absorb the cost, then their profitability goes down and they end up laying off people. Then also they're priced out of the market. So I believe that over the next year, 2 years, we will be behaving like once bitten, twice shy. But 2 years, 3 years, 4 years out, our memories are too short. We will forget about it. And God forbid, I hope it never happens. But if 10 years out, something like this happens again, my feeling is we'll be back to square one.
He's a professor at the Supply Chain Department of the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. On the web, Arizona State is asu.edu. Professor Hitendra Chaturvedi, thank you so much for the insight into the mechanics of everything, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, and have a great day. Bye-bye.